I Am the Snow by Elias Ford, age 13, read by Joe Dittine. I was blessed with the valiant role of being the snow of the earth. Each Christmas time, I would make myself known to all jolly families, opening their deserved gifts and buying the holly decorations from the market. If I was lucky, the wind sometimes swept a piece of me through a window, letting me hear their conversations. Sometimes it was an excited family, and sometimes it was spoiled children. Then I would get bored and let the wind guide me to the sights of the world. I would often do this, not just because I was bored, but because I don't like getting stepped on. Getting stepped on is annoying, but it hurts at its peak when the little infant slid down me as if giving me a friction burn. My latest and happiest memory occurred when I was minding my own business and having the magnificent scent of fresh air getting blown onto me. A little boy dashed out of his back door with a colossal smile on his face, wearing his piggy coat with his green gloves in maximum happiness. I giggled at the sight of his nose and his cheeks going bright red due to the cold blanketing his tiny body. The boy then jumped onto me whilst having the best day of his life. It hurt, but I didn't care, as seeing a little boy filled with complete excitement was precious and must be cherished. This jump would become a daily thing, and my usual grumpy self got used to it. The fun days went on, and to my surprise, he started building me a physical form. A snowman, they call it. Mine had a long, hard carrot for my nose and the boy's tattered cardigan buttons for my eyes. Soon enough, he saw me moving my crushed twig arms and even talking to him. My snowy heartstrings were now solid, and I was now joyful again. The end.